We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. We are sitting at the dining room table, and we're going to talk salad today.
Oh, yes, and these are old-fashioned salad. You know how every time two of them are, well, one of them's kind of frozen and the other one's congealed. But you know how it used to go, Mike and I have talked about this before, every family reunion you went to, every church supper, there was six or eight congealed salads that had Jell-O as a base.
Absolutely.
And really, only one of these has Jell-O as a base. It has a history with me that I want to give that I like to talk about with.
Okay.
It's a creamy congealed salad, and when I was a little girl, oh gosh, I know back when a Pony Express was running through Irvington and stopping and picking up, I went to the Bandy family, which most of them are gone now, but they lived close to us. And we went there at Christmas, and they called this Bandy salad. And they didn't do it exactly like this, but when I used this recipe, which I got years after I ate that, it reminded me so much of that salad. And it's really, you know, a little congealed salad don't hurt you anytime now. Even if it is something your mama used to make and you don't make anymore. Use a small can of crushed pineapple, not drained, a half a cup of sugar, a package of lemon Jell-O. And I don't think they use lemon Jell-O. I think they use gelatin. You know, you could buy gelatin, which you still can. And a half a cup of cold water, a cup of grated mild cheddar or American cheese, 3/4 cup chopped pecans, and 2 cups of whipping cream. You mix pineapple and sugar and bring to a boil. Mix your Jell-O with water and add it to the pineapple mixture and refrigerate to thicken. You whip your cream until stiff and add cheese and nuts to the whipped cream. Fold this into the pineapple Jell-O mixture and spoon into the mold or an 8x8 dish. You cut in squares and serve on lettuce. And this Bandy salad, which I have that recipe somewhere from theirs, but this reminds me so much of that taste. That grated cheese and the pecans in there and the Jell-O and the pineapple. Very refreshing and still good now.
One of those salads that come with a side order of good memories.
A side order of good memories. I can remember being at the Bandy house, which was it's burned years ago and was back by the railroad track and close to where I was born. I had great memories of Christmas there and wonderful cooks. Wonderful cooks, those Bandy women. Miss Magla Dan and Miss Annalie Bright, and I know there's hardly anybody listening that remembers these people, but they were sort of the founders of Irvington and were wonderful cooks, and I loved to go in there. They were so good to me. So that's one of those good memory things. And then I have another. I have a strawberry salad here, which I ate with good friends. Dolores Mattingly used to make something like this, and I have eaten this and really liked it. 8 ounces of cream cheese, 3/4 cup sugar, a 10-ounce package of frozen strawberries thawed, and of course, if you have fresh strawberries, that's good, but, you know, we only have those a little while in the spring. A 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple drained, 2 diced bananas, 1/2 cup chopped black walnuts, English walnuts, or pecans, and 1 cup of whipping cream whip or 1 large Cool Whip. You beat your cream cheese and sugar until fluffy. Add rest of the ingredients, and you mix well and place in a 9x13 pan. Freeze overnight or several hours. Cut in squares and serve. It'll serve about 15, I mean, you know, in a 9x13 pan. And I really like it for dessert, because I'm not much of a sweet, you know, I don't want anything sweet with my fried chicken or my roast beef. And it's nice in the hot weather, really refreshing. But it tastes really good in cold weather, too.
Okay.
How does that sound, Mike?
It sounds good.
Sounds good, doesn't it? And then I got Nora's recipe. It's a fruit salad dressing or a dip to dip fruit in.
Okay.
And this is good, and it was originally a recipe from Margaret Gibson in Hardinsburg. Her husband, Henry Gibson, was an attorney there, and Nora played bridge with her, and she served it many times at her bridge parties, and where Nora was a member. And it's become a favorite of our family, too. You take 3 eggs, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1 cup of pineapple juice, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, and 1 cup of heavy cream whip. You whisk your eggs together and you mix your flour and sugar and whisk into the eggs. You add the juice and cook over medium heat, stirring until it begins to thicken. And then set it off and let it cool. And then when it's cool, you just fold in whipped cream and serve it over fresh fruit or a dip for fruit. You know, just really good. You can cut up a bunch of kinds of fruits and use this as your dressing over it. Or you can just put it in a big bowl, you know, and put sliced banana, sliced apple, slices of pineapple, and dip them in there.
The fruit is good for you, and this is not bad.
This is not bad at all. You know, your cup of heavy cream is your only thing that could be considered bad. Because now eggs are good for us, you know.
Yes, they are, after years of being
after
the bad guy.
After years of thinking they're the bad guy.
Now, we also have a soup recipe today.
I do. I've got, and this is my recipe, an easy cream of broccoli soup.
Okay.
That's good for you, supposedly, because I had a little half and half. Probably I'd cook a little butter, too. You take 3 cups of chopped fresh broccoli, or 2 packages frozen chopped broccoli, 2 cans of chicken broth, a pint of half and half, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, and salt and pepper to taste. You just cook your broccoli and your chicken broth until it's tender, and you add your half and half and heat until simmering. You mix your cornstarch and 1/2 cup water and add to the soup. Cook it and stir it until desired thickness. Then stir in 2 tablespoons butter and add salt and pepper to taste. And if you want to, you can sprinkle 1/2 cup of shredded cheese on top. And that's good.
And that's it?
That's it. I mean, how easy is that?
That's very simple.
That's really easy and it's really good. You know, a lot of restaurants have cream of broccoli soup.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stir this up. You could have this in a salad for supper or some good bread and you didn't have to have anything else.
Well, there you go.
And that's easy. As I say, that's my recipe.
Well, if you would like a copy of our recipes that we've talked about today, and when I say ours, Miss Sammy's recipes.
Okay, Mike, I'll let you have a little credit.
Well, thank you. All you have to do is send us an email to wxbc@bbtel.com, put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and we'll get that to Miss Sammy, and she'll get that recipe out to you. Now, be sure you include your regular mail address, because some of these recipes she has, that they're just easier to make a copy of and stick them in an envelope, rather than to try to get them copied off into an email.
That's right. You know, I'm an old person that took typing from Mr. Barker in Irvington. So I don't type too well. My computers, you know, have ruined that anyway. I can just stick it in the mail because I have a copy of it laying right here when I give these to Mike. So just send me your mailing address and I'll get them right to you. Susan Chilman, send me your mailing address. Email me your mailing address.
All right, Miss Sammy, what do we tell them?
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.